Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, an interesting story that you're telling me on this election day.
There's several little paths that intertwine on this story. But a relative of yours named Lally Carlisle is buried at East Mount Cemetery in Greenville. And you go pick up the story.
She was my great-grandmother, and she died before I was born, so she's not anyone I ever knew, but she, I've known all my life that she was the first woman in Texas to hold elective public office. She was not elected to office. This was in 1902, and of course, women at that point, it would be another 18 years before they even got the right to vote. So there was no way she could have run for the office, but her husband died, and she was appointed to fill out his term until the end. And a lot of it was done so that she could get the salary, but she was a very capable woman and was totally capable of handling the job. It had to go to court to make sure that it was all right, though, because she was a woman, and the courts upheld it. And so there is a historical marker at her grave that says that acknowledges this.
And she was county clerk.
And she was county clerk in Hunt County. Mm-hmm. So I had seen or read about the fact that a lot of women, when they go vote, if they're in Rochester, New York, will take their I voted stickers and put them on the headstone of Susan B. Anthony, who was, of course, the principal face and the leader of the women's suffrage movement in this country, as just an acknowledgement and a thank you for that. And I thought that was really neat and was thinking at the time, well, you know, we don't have Susan Anthony here. And of course, I can't get to Rochester, New York, but we do have a little tiny piece of history here in terms of Lally and her contribution as the first woman in Texas to hold elected public office. So I took my sticker out to her grave at East Mount Cemetery, stuck it on it, stepped back, took a picture to catch the headstone, the sticker and the historic marker, and I simply posted it on Facebook and said, this is what I did today. And I have been stunned at the people who have taken their stickers out there and done the same thing. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that others would see this as something that was important to do. And I'm surprised, and I am just thrilled.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. So your relative, and she was your great...
My great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Lally Carlisle, the first woman to serve in public office in Texas, and she served as county clerk in Hunt County in 1902 after her husband, who had been the county clerk, passed away. So how many stickers?
I think there's about 14 right now that I have seen on it. To me, you know, it's one of those things that what happens is, to me, the second and third ones are always the most important ones, because that's the person who actually picks up the trend and sees it, you know. And
right.
I know that Dan Perkins was captivated by the idea, and he took his out there that afternoon and did it. And then there were others, and you know, it's just one or two a day, but it's just really been just a really, really neat thing. And if anyone's interested, you can Google it. And there's a really, really good biography and a lot of information on her on Find a Grave. And if you will just simply Google Lally, L-A-L-L-I-E, P. Carlisle, and it's C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E, then she'll come up and you can at least read about her.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the East Mount Cemetery is, as it would seem, it's on the east side of Greenville, just a little bit north of Park Street.
Yes, and it's, I always tell everybody, it's over kind of behind the big grain elevators.
Right. Where the Robin Hood Mill used to be.
But the easiest way to get to it is off of Park Street. There's a sign that directs you to it off of Pine Street. And if you go down Pine Street and go in that main gate, then she's on that road down at one of the corners. And the historic marker, you can't miss it on her grave. So she's right on the left-hand side.
Facebook's amazing thing, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful.
Well, there's aspects of it aren't so wonderful. But all
true.
In all, I mean, I think it's an amazing thing that where people pick up on an idea and carry it forward.
Yes.
To plant a little seed and watch it grow.
And you know, this is just kind of a nice acknowledgement of something.
Yeah. Is East Mount the oldest cemetery in Greenville?
Yes.
So some very ancient. yes, graves
I think
and
the
headstones.
Oldest, the oldest graves there are around the 1850s.
That's going back a long
Yeah, it way. Is. It is going. That's pretty close to the time Greenville was actually founded.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and there's a lot more history out there. It's really interesting.
Hood, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Enjoyed it.
Hood Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.